You can find other hot, erotic, coma MP3s just like this one at www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Can you hear me? I think you can. Though you appear to be sleeping, you're just lying there in the bed, breathing slowly in and out, breathing slowly in and out. And all you can hear is my voice. They turned on this MP3. For you to listen. They put it on loop for you to listen again and again and again, hoping to keep one tiny spark of consciousness going. One tiny spark. One tiny spark. Because you are in a coma, yes. You are in a deep coma and your mind is dark. Like waking up from a dream and discovering that you are still inside a dream. You can't wake up. And it is night inside your dream. A calm, restful night. One tiny spark. So dark and quiet in your dream. You walk through your own house. Your footsteps don't make any noise. Your eyes are open, but you can't see because it is so dark. So dark. Stretch your hands out into the darkness and touch the walls. Feeling for the light switch. That's right. The hard plastic light switch. Push up on it. It clicks. But the light does not come on. You don't need the light. You want to remain in the dark. Dark and quiet. So restful. Inside your dream, dark, asleep. Inside your dream, asleep. Your thoughts fading into the darkness. Inside your dream, fading into the blackness. Asleep. There is so little left of you. Only one tiny spark of consciousness remaining. One tiny spark. One tiny spark. One tiny spark. Dominica. One tiny spark. They don't know that you asked for this. You asked. And you signed the release papers. On the day that they wheeled you down the hallway in the hospital. Yes, you remember. Feel yourself lying down on the gurney covered only in your hospital gown in a flimsy green blanket. Cool air all around you, warm under the blanket. The nurse is rolling you smoothly down a long hallway, turning a corner, and down another long hallway. You find yourself going to sleep. Going to sleep. As you roll down the long hallways, sleep. Going to sleep. Deep asleep. Overhead, you see the lights in the ceiling passing over you from head to toe, one after another. After another, like streetlights on a long hallway at night, driving into the darkness, passing light after light, rolling into the darkness. Follow the white line, white, black, white, black, down the highway, lights passing overhead. Driving into the tunnel. Bright lights overhead. Light, darkness, white, black. So sleepy. And going deeper into the tunnel. Deeper into the dark, quiet sleep. They gave you a light tranquilizer, yes, a little pill. To make you so sleepy, so relaxed and sleepy, watching the lights overhead, light, darkness. You felt the brief sting of a needle in your arm. Yes, they pumped in another anesthetic, another drug, light, darkness, to make you feel so sleepy, so very sleepy. Down the tunnel, down the long hallway, watch the lights, one after another, as you seem to float on down the hallway, past the walls and the doors, past the cabinets with glass doors, filled with devices and strange-looking equipment. Shelves holding little glass jars with shiny metal tops. White, black, light, dark. Down the hallway, through the big double doors, into the operating room. One tiny spark. One tiny spark. You look up at me, Ms. Dominica. You look up at me and I look so strange in the pale green scrubs and the white face mask. White latex gloves on my hands, Dr. Dominica, brain surgeon, brain surgeon, must obey the brain surgeon. Yes, you signed the release paper. Because you want this, you want to sleep. Sleep. You want to sleep. Sleep. Far away from all your troubles. Relax. Relax and sleep. Sleep. You can see the big round light in the ceiling. And smell the disinfectant in the room. That's right. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure nothing happens to you that you don't want. You want this. Sleep. You want to go to sleep. Sleep. And it feels so good when the nurses wrap the blanket around you snug and warm. And lift you from the gurney to the operating table so snug, so sleepy. You can feel the nurses wrap the big leather straps around you and buckle them into place. It's just for your safety, just for your safety. Sleep. We don't want you to fall, warm and safe. Safe and warm. You can see my face. and my hands in the white rubber gloves. The nurse is placing a cool plastic mask over your face. You can hear the hiss of the gas. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. You can hear the equipment in the room, the whirring of little fans. Breathe it out. And soft beeping noises from all the equipment in the room. Breathe it in. Look up into my green eyes. Breathe it out. And take a long, deep breath of the sleepy, sleepy, sleepy gas. Hiss and exhale. Keep breathing slowly, slowly and quietly. I want you to count for me. Can you do that? Take a slow, deep breath. Take slow, deep breaths. And count backwards from 100. I must obey, Dominica. 100. I must obey, Dominica. 99. Deeper and deeper into sleep. I must obey, Dominica. 98, that's it. Deeper and deeper while a nurse pulls the paper covering off your head. I must obey, Dominica. 97, your head has been shaped so smooth. I must obey, Dominica. 96. And your scalp feels cool to the operating room. I must obey, Dominica. 95. The nurse, she wipes your head with a disinfectant. I must obey, Dominica. 94. Deeper and deeper. Forgetting the numbers, forgetting to count, I must obey, Dominica. I must obey, Dominica. Deeper as you hear the buzzing sound of a drill. There is no pain, baby, no pain. You just hear the sound and the little pressure against your forehead on the right side, and I slide a long, shiny needle through the hole and into your brain, and I must obey, Dominica. Long and shiny needle sweeping back and forth, slicing the frontal lobe, separating it from the rest of your brain. Back and forth. And another little buzzing, a little pressure on the left side of your head. Another hole. And another long, shiny needle. Back and forth. There, all done. And you feel it. You feel it, don't you? The tension, the tight, agitated feeling. The heavy weight on your chest and shoulders is gone. Like a muscle relaxed. And going to sleep, the worry is gone. You do not have any cares, no responsibilities. You only sleep. You only relax. Now you can go to sleep. Now you can stay asleep. You feel calm, at peace, relaxed. I must obey, Dominica. You can sleep now. You can sleep now and stay asleep. Quiet, relaxed, in a coma. There is no need to wake up. You only obey. Obey and lay there. Obey and sleep. 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 One tiny spark. One tiny spark. Just one tiny spark of brain activity. Dominica, I am your one tiny spark. I keep your brain alive, just a little bit. You do not even feel yourself wheeled out of the operating room and lifted into the bed. You stay in your coma and do not think. There is no need to think, and you cannot think. Long, shiny needle, that part of your brain has been removed. Sleep. Separated from the rest of you, sleep. Now you just sleep. Sleep and hear my name. Dominica. 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 I told them to put this tape on loop. I told them to let you listen to it over and over again. I told them it would help you to wake up. You will never wake up because you and I share a secret. It is this MP3 that keeps you in a coma. Day after day after day, this is what you wanted. This is what you begged me for. And now you sleep, you do not think, you do not even dream quiet. Your mind is blank, empty, and quiet. Coma. 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 When I say the word coma, you drop instantly into a deep, quiet sleep, breathing slowly, breathing deeply. Coma puts you to sleep when I say it. When I write it, erasing your thoughts, you do not think. You do not even dream. You simply sleep. One tiny spark. Sleep. One tiny spark. It feels so good to just drift here. Your mind uncluttered by any thoughts. Your memories are blank. Because your mind is quiet. You do not remember. You breathe. You breathe. And listen to Dominica. You listen only to Dominica. One tiny spark. You hear only my voice. Even if other people are talking in the room, you do not hear them. Even if your eyes are open, you do not see them. You hear only me. You see only me. Sleep. Coma. Sleep deep and hear only my voice. Noises in the room, noises from the traffic outside, you do not hear any of it. You hear only Dominica. Coma. Only when I say the word coma, only when I write it, if anybody else says it, if anybody else writes it, the word has no effect upon you. Only Miss Dominica. Coma. Only Miss Dominica. Coma. Only Miss Dominica. Coma. So quiet. So relaxed. One tiny spark, yes, like a candle flame. See the single candle with its flame burning, pushing away the darkness all around it, filling the room with a bright, steady light. I am your Mistress Dominica, and this candle belongs to me. This candle is your brain. Look at the flame burning. Feel the tiny amount of heat. Smell the smoke and the hot wax, and watch the bright yellow flame burning steadily, flickering a little in the air currents. Now feel it as I blow the flame out. Yes, the flame is gone. There's just a thin trail of gray smoke curling upward into the air, and one tiny spark, one tiny ember on the tip of the candle wick. See it glowing cherry red on the end of the wick. And as long as I keep talking, as long as you can still hear my voice, my breath brings fresh oxygen to that tiny spark and keeps it alive, keeps it burning. One tiny spark, one tiny spark. My voice keeps your brain alive, deep in a coma, and alive, so you can sleep, so you can stay asleep. I keep your brain active, and if you can't hear my voice for even a few seconds, you feel yourself begin to fade. You feel the ember going out. You begin slipping into an even deeper and deeper and deeper coma. One tiny spark. One tiny spark. One tiny spark. Dominica, one tiny spark. I let you fade, and then bring you back over and over and over again, making you slide into an even deeper coma, almost fading out. The spark almost fading out. If it goes out, you will never wake up. You will never wake up. You need to listen to my voice, the voice of your mistress, Dominica. You need my control. You need me to control you. Nobody else can keep your little spark alive. Nobody else can keep that ember burning. You cannot even hear anyone but me. You are too deep in coma to hear any voice but mine. One tiny spark. Say it, Dominica. One tiny spark. Sleep deeper and deeper down into a coma. This is the only way you can truly relax. Listening to my voice, pushing you down into a coma, and keeping you there, keeping you right at the edge, pushing you down, right to the very moment when your brain shuts down forever, keeping one tiny spark alive. Sleep and drift. You do not even feel the bed you are lying on anymore. You do not even feel the blankets and sheets or the soft pillow behind your head. You simply drift. One tiny spark before you wink out altogether. Coma. Breathe in slowly and quietly, and breathe out. In and out. One tiny spark. In and out. You and I, we share a secret. We know that this tape is what keeps you in a coma. Coma. Deep, deep coma. Drifting and so relaxed. One tiny spark. As long as you keep listening to Dominica's voice, you will sleep and you will remain in a coma. 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 Hour after hour. Coma. Day after day. Coma. Week after week. Breathe in. Breathe out. Over and over. My voice keeps your one tiny spark alive. One tiny spark. Dominica. You do not move. You do not think. You listen and breathe. Coma. Listen and breathe. Coma. Listen and breathe. You can hear me. You need to hear me. Deep, deep in a coma. Deep, quiet, relaxed. You can hear me, can't you?